Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Unwrapped an acoustic holiday going down Friday night, December 12th, Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett. Tickets low right now is $55. There are a few seats left in the bottom section. The upper section does have tickets available. $55. You can get them at that price if you want. Either way, not a bad seat in the house.
No.
This is going to be a hell of a show. Our buddies Brent Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown performing Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, and Mammoth. All acoustic, all unplugged for a nice little holiday show, man. So get those tickets now and secure them at KISW.com. Our question, where did you get stuck, stranded, or lost? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So it was the early 90s, and I think I was about 19 or 20, kind of a dumbass, and I was visiting my uncle in France for a couple of months, and I was ending the time that I was going to be there. My uncle was on vacation out of town, and so was my cousin, and I thought I'd do some picking up, so I took the garbage, went down to the dumpster, threw it away, turned around, and thought, oh my God. I didn't have my keys on me, so went to the apartment. I'll just go to the apartment manager, went to her. She didn't have keys. I don't know how they run things there, but she had no keys to his apartment, and realized I was out of a place to stay for a couple of days. And so I started walking around, dug in my pockets, found out I had enough money for a pack of smokes and a baguette.
Very French of you.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Started looking around for a place to stay, found some old newspapers, and ended up freezing my butt off in a construction site overnight. Crawled out, went to a park to catch some sunbeams the next day and warm up, and thought that was not fun. So I started looking around, dumpster diving, trying to find anything that I could break into my uncle's car with, and ended up finding a bucket handle. Did break into his car, which was parked, it just so happened, right down the street from the Russian consulate.
Oh.
And while I was doing that, I found a nice big box to put all my things in that I could ship back to the United States. So I figured I'd save that, put it in front of the car, and about 3 o'clock in the morning, I was covered up with newspapers in the passenger seat of that car. And I opened my eyes, and there was a French policewoman on the radio looking at me. And I thought, that's probably not good. Waited till she left, broke the box down, shoved it in the car. And about half an hour later, I heard brakes kind of slamming right next to the car and a van door slide open. So I kind of cracked my eye open just enough so that I could see, but hopefully they couldn't see that I was awake. And there were a bunch of dudes in a van with black face masks and machine guns pointed right at me. And I thought, I'm going to get dragged out and slammed on the ground, and this isn't going to be fun. But I just pretended to be asleep And sure enough, they must have run my name, the car's license plate, figured out who I was, because I heard the door shut and the van drive away. And a few hours later, my cousin got back into town, and I was let back into the apartment. But
to get your keys.
Yes, absolutely.
And all you wanted to do was take out the damn trash.
I took out the trash.
That's what you get for helping.
Yeah, man. See, don't help people.
That's a good thing about hotels, man. You can go back down to that desk and get another key.
That's weird to me, though. Could you say this van shows up? These guys have the mask on. They have the machine guns. They surround the car. They aim the guns at you. How long are they there before they're like, eh, whatever. Let's just go.
It was about 3 or 4 minutes. I was just laying there trying to pretend like I was asleep. I don't know why I was doing that, but I did, and they left.
Damn.
Huh.
That's crazy.
Let that be a lesson to everyone. Just pretend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're asleep.
If you're split in a hotel room, though, you got to be careful. That happened to me in Scottsdale.
What?
Like, I left our group. Might have had a couple too many daytime beverages. Went back to the hotel. I don't have my key on me, and I'm trying. And they're like, oh, we can't let you in. And I'm like, it's got to be under this name or that name. And the guy's just like, no, rah, rah, rah. So it's like 11:30, and I'm like, all right, like, I'm probably going to fall asleep in your lobby. He's like, we can't do that either. And I'm just like, dude, what do you want me to tell you?
Right.
Like, we're staying up there. I could take you up to the room. And he's like, no. And then,
so your buddies weren't up there at the time?
No.
Okay.
Like, I will just say they were in a place, they were in an establishment that they're not big on you using phones in there.
I understand.
Okay. Right? I did not know this because I'm texting them like crazy. He's like, please, somebody just walk back because it's Scottsdale.
Right.
It's not that far. So he just walked back and let me in, right? You know that period where you're like, I've got to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And then, so this goes on for like half an hour. He keeps waking me up. He's like, you can't sleep here. And I'm like, dude, this is what I'm saying. Like, I'm not lying to you. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know what else I could prove to you. Like, I was down here having coffee this morning, and luckily, one of the girls that was working at, like, the little coffee bar earlier in the day, like, came in for something, and she was like, oh, yeah, I did serve him this morning. He's definitely staying.
So then they let you
in. And then they were like, what name is it under? And I said my buddy's name again, and they were like, all right, he is up there in room whatever. We'll let you in. Like, thanks.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Where did you get stuck, stranded, or lost? 206-803-ROCK.
You can't do that. Yeah, but I'm going to.
My thing is...
But I with Miles, I didn't... Like, honestly, it didn't dawn on me that it'd be a big deal. It's just like, yeah, I lost my key. It's room whatever. Can you issue me another key? No.
No, mine was at the old Hard Rock Hotel.
Go to Vegas?
Well, I left the key in the room.
Right.
So when we did our thing, we came back. And first of all, I forgot that I left the key. So I go up the elevator, I walk a mile to the room.
That's the thing, dude. It's
right,
so
it's already
I look at my wall, I'm like, God damn it, I left my key. I walk all the way back down to the front desk. They issue me a new key. No big deal. I walk all the way back up to the hotel room again. Key doesn't work.
What?
It just doesn't work. It's one of those, it's a card key. It's just not working. It's just every time it's a red light. I'm like, oh, God damn it. I walk all the way back down again. It doesn't work. Oh, let me try it again. Let me do another thing. So they scan it again, give me the key. I walked all the way back up there. It didn't work for a second time.
Are you kidding?
No. I'm just like, can you give me a key? It's like, this is a long ass walk, man. You got to walk all the way down by the Jar in Barbados, take a left, go all the way down the hallway, go up the steps.
Then make the right, then get on the elevator.
Yeah. By the time I was done, I got 10,000 steps in.
It's a trek finding a room in Vegas.
And my thing is, man, and granted, we get hammered when we are there, but the Hard Rock had that circle bar.
Yeah.
So my problem was, I think there were like four hallways you could take to get to the rooms, depending what tower you're in. And I never remembered what tower I was in. So when I would go down to the bar, in my mind, the hall I needed to go to is at my back. That's how. Well, as the night goes on, you start shifting around the bar, right? And then I'm like, I don't remember where I started. So the first two hallways I picked were the incorrect ones before I finally found the right one to make the mile trek to my room. And I was just so annoyed, well, and I'm so
that's
drunk.
That's what I did.
And I'm ricocheting off the wall.
That's when I met Jesse James Dupree. I didn't really meet him.
But
I just got a slice of pizza to take up to the room. I start walking down, you know, down the hall, and I'm like...
But where did you eat your pizza?
Well, here's the thing. I'm like, I need to pee, and this is a long-ass hall. And then, like, it hit me. Really, I mean, like,
yeah.
A few beers, and it hit me. I can't just leave the pizza outside of the bathroom and in the hallway. You know, like, there's no real place to set a slice of pizza in a Coke. Like, what am I going to do? Put it in some major hallway. So I took it in the bathroom with me. Now, I typically don't take food in the bathroom with me.
But weren't you at the urinal?
I went to the urinal, and there was a shelf above the urinals, you know? And so I start peeing. It's a long pee. And I'm looking at that pizza, and it's steaming and everything else. It smells real good. It's right at nose, face level. I'm like, hell with it. So I pick up the pizza, start eating it.
As you're peeing.
Dude stands beside me, man. He starts using the bathroom. He just gives me an eye, and I got a mouthful of pizza. Chewing it. I get the pizza on top with the Coke, and he just looks at me like, you're Jesse James Dupree from Jackal. He's like, yeah, I am. Well, yeah, I am, man. I
was
like,
you're a weird pizza.
Cool, man. Sorry, there's no place to put the pizza out there.
Couldn't you go back into the shop?
I'd already walked away from it. Like, I'd gone down and got a piece of pizza. I know.
I'm 150, just like, man, taking it in the bathroom.
But eating it while you're peeing, that's a power move.
It just had to be, it was just the one in the hallway. So I just went to the public
bathroom. Keep in mind, the same man that ate chicken while getting a mouth hug.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But eating pizza in a bathroom's worse.
Oh, I agree. That's definitely worse.
Yeah, eating chicken while she's performing, disrespectful.
Even in
because she didn't know.
Eating pizza while peeing, gross.
And you said there were crumbs in her hair.
Listen, even if I bring a coffee into work and I need to use the bathroom right away, there's a little shelf right beside our bathroom. I put the coffee with a lid on it on top of that shelf. I don't take even the coffee with a lid on it into the bathroom. So, like, typically I don't bring food into the bathroom for any reason.
Typically.
Anywhere.
But also you're eating pizza while peeing. Just saying. I believe you.
And not only that,
but
man,
also.
And not only that, man, it was one of those monster slices that was kind of like hanging over his
favorite place.
I mean, like, it was like dripping down toward the urinal. That's why I'm like looking at it, hanging, like, I'll just bite off this corner end, you know?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.